From their studio in the Feeding Arizona building in Youngtown, Arizona, it's the Boomer and the Babe Show with Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. Join Pete and Deborah and their guests as they give voice to 78 million baby boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Now here are the Boomer and the Babe, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
Yes, and good morning from the West Coast, where it is 11 o'clock in the morning, and the East Coast, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Good afternoon to you folks on the East, and the ones in the middle, I hope you're having a good lunch. The ones on the East Coast, hope you had a good lunch, and I'm looking forward to lunch. So I'd like to welcome everybody that's listening to the Boomer the Babe Show, wherever you might be today. It is Wednesday, September 19th, 2012, and we are broadcasting from our studios in Sun City, Arizona. I'm Pete Peters. Deborah is with clients today, so the Babe, Deborah Brown, will not be with us. I want to invite everybody to go to boomerandthebabe.com, see everything else that Boomer and the Babe Incorporated is involved in, mini books, e-books, and don't forget, please, sign up for our Boomer Experience Speaks online magazine. We try to get a new one out to you every 4 to 6 weeks, and we got a new one that we're putting to bed as we speak. So in the next several days, we hope to have that going out again to everybody that subscribed to that. Today we have two distinguished people. Ms. Meredith Latham and Jessica Turner will be with us and be joining us before long, and we're going to be talking about your feet. And all aspects of your feet, everybody needs a good understanding. And so we're going to be talking about that understanding, and hopefully we'll be able to understand a little bit more about what goes on with our feet and how that all affects us. So we're going to start with Meredith Latham. Meredith, welcome to the Boomer the Babe Show. We're glad you're here.
Thank you, Pete. I also have Jessica Turner with me now.
Oh, Jessica's there. Well, congratulations on the pairing, Jessica. Thank you for joining us.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
We're glad to have both of you ladies. Well, let's start with Meredith, because Meredith was here on the queue first, so we're going to go with her. If you could give us what Deborah would call, if she were here, your two-minute movie, Meredith, any information that you care to give us about what you've done in the past and so on and so forth prior to becoming involved in the project and the company you're with now. But give us 2 minutes, and then when Meredith is done, Jessica, if you do the same, I'd appreciate it. So, Meredith, go ahead.
Okay, so the two-minute movie started in Mississippi, where I graduated from the University of Mississippi and moved to New York City and went to work in the fashion industry for national brands such as Tommy Hilfiger, Nautica, and Limited Stores. I did product development work, which is the business of designing and developing new items. I've traveled all around the world working with factories to manufacture new ideas and to introduce new brands. And fast forward to today, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, looking at a gorgeous blue sky, where I have been working with FootSmart to design and develop new shoes and foot care products that keep everyone walking in comfort around the world.
Very good.
That was less than 2 minutes. But.
Boy, I tell you, that was a Reader's Digest version, if I ever heard it. That was very good. Jessica, see, can you fill 2 minutes?
I don't know about 2 minutes. I talk faster than Meredith, so that may be difficult. My background, I graduated from Penn State University. After that, I actually relocated to the South, and I started in retail merchandising with a department store at that time in Atlanta that was Rich's Lazarus Goldsmiths. I had various merchandising roles there, from footwear to accessories. I then moved into a swimwear area and our ready-to-wear area, and at that point, Rich's Lazarus Goldsmiths was assumed by Macy's, a very large national retailer. And so for 12 years, I worked in other various merchandising roles within Macy's. And what that was really buying product lines. We would go to New York and L.A. and across the country to find new vendors, and we would build assortments for over 200-plus stores across the Southeast, and those ranged from store assortments. We had direct mail pieces we would work on, and really building various areas within Macy's for customers to come in and fulfill whatever needs they had, whether that was from a jewelry standpoint, accessory standpoint, or clothing standpoint. After being at Macy's, there was a change, and Macy's decided to consolidate their national buying function to New York City. And falling in love with the South, I decided to stay here in Atlanta. And for a little over 3.5 years, I have now been here at FootSmart. And at FootSmart, I currently oversee the merchandising effort for our catalog and also the merchandising effort for our website. So any products, marketing messaging that relates to our footwear assortments, or, as I'm sure we'll get into in depth today, more of our also healthcare products, for feet and lower body health, and I have a team here that helps me build those assortments and talk to our customers about those products, both in our catalog and in our website.
Well, this sounds like a very interesting proposition, a very interesting show we're going to have today. I'm looking at, I'm not privileged to have your written bio in front of me, Jessica, but I do have Meredith. And as I'm looking through this, I'm seeing brands like Spanx, and obviously, and you also mentioned Nautica and Tommy Hilfiger. But then again, there's Walmart, Limited Brands, American Eagle Outfitters, Hancock Fabrics. You've worked with or at all of those organizations, and obviously has built a very good background and understanding for what you're doing now, but how is it that either of you, and give me your answers in turn, whoever wants to go first, it doesn't matter to me, how is it that you got interested in footwear and being associated with FootSmart?
Well, I think I'll go first, and this is Jessica. I think, in my background, I had actually my first job when I started at Macy's at that point was coming in as an associate buyer in women's footwear. And at the time, I was really involved in something that we would call bridge shoes, which was more of a high-end customer or high-end vendor set. So names like Calvin Klein, Donald Pliner, Stuart Weitzman, very high-end footwear. And as many people know, being very high fashion sometimes does not equate to high comfort. So I had a background in understanding that consumer. When I came here to FootSmart, I obviously had a footwear background, which helped it at some point, at some level, to understand the basic footwear market. But comfort footwear is a little bit different. There are certain properties that are in comfort shoes that are important to a customer, whether it's extra cushioning or arch support. So really having a basic fundamental knowledge of how shoes are constructed helps to understand what then makes shoes comfortable. In retail also, there's certain retail fundamentals that you learn as a merchant and as a buyer on inventory planning and assortment, retail markup and margins and how to manage those. And those fundamental principles would carry over any industry, whether I was buying nails or buying luggage or buying shoes, or now, that also spans over our assortments that include insoles and healthcare products and posture supports. So a lot of those retail fundamentals do translate, and I think that was an interesting proposition when I came here. I knew that we would have that basis, but what was also exciting was really getting more involved, which we'll talk about later, I'm sure, in the e-commerce space and how the web is changing the face of retail, and that's very different than my traditional department store background. So that was really what was probably most exciting about coming here.
Sure. But there are... There are transferable skills, and that's I think it's important for people to realize that you may not have had the background that you had, Jessica, in then making that transfer over to your current employer, but the other options can be that you can go to a completely different a completely different industry and still have transferable skills that will work regardless of what it is you're selling or what it is you're marketing or what it is you're advertising. The principles are the same. The product could be different. Where you place your message might be different. But the fact is that it's still advertising, marketing, and sales. And I don't think the benefit selling and all the rest of that changes from one location to the next. So transferable skills are, especially nowadays, are tough, I think, an interesting thing for people to realize. Meredith, let me talk to you just briefly about when I know when I was a kid. I mean, right now we're talking back in the dark ages here because I'm older than dirt. But when I was a kid, we would buy me myself, my parents would buy me a pair of shoes, and they would always buy them a little big because, well, you know, things were a little tougher back then, not that much tougher, not to say that I'm crying poor Martha at all, but, I mean, we'd always put a little bit of tissue paper in the toes, if you know what I mean.
Please don't do that.
Do you still do that?
No. There are much better solutions today.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about fit. Just generally speaking, not necessarily foot smart products, but whatever. Let's just talk about the theory of fit, putting a shoe on a foot for children, middle age, boomer age, whatever. Let's talk about how a shoe should fit.
How a shoe should fit. Well, a shoe, there are all sorts of ways to go about buying the shoe correctly, but a shoe should fit fitting against the back of your heel. It should allow room for your toes to wiggle just a smidge. There should be enough room across the forefoot so that it does not squeeze, and there should be no gapping. You really shouldn't be able to put a finger inside of your shoe without it feeling too tight. A shoe should fit well both when standing in it, which is how most people make the choice on buying their shoe. They just try it on, but also when walking or running or performing the activity within your lifestyle that you're intending its use for. When we judge shoes for their comfort ability, I wanted to walk you through a few of those points about how we go through that. We recommend that you stick with brands that you know and love, brands that you know fit you. That's typically, if your favorite brand is Crocs, for instance, Crocs will fit you most likely in many other styles than the one that you have today. We also recommend that you read and review product descriptions and reviews online. A lot of times consumers give good reviews, and they tell you how a shoe fits tight or loose and whatnot. We recommend you carefully select the shoe or the heel on your shoe. This is for your lady listeners out there. We always say don't assume that flats are better than high heels or a shoe with a slight heel. The shoe has to be comfortable for you and your lifestyle, not necessarily comfortable for your friend, because everyone values comfort in a different way and feels comfort differently.
For instance, I know that when I'm going out looking for shoes, I've got to go out, and Deborah always tells me, we'll buy the pair of shoes, it could be any size, because you're going to wear the box. my foot is, if you think of a duck's foot, all right, very wide at the front end, very narrow at the back, and then you add to that a very high arch. My feet have issues, it's safe to say. So I've got to watch a shoe, because if I can get my toes in it and it doesn't cramp my toes, there's a better than even chance that that heel is going to be sliding around back there, and I'm going to wear a blister on the heel of my foot in very short order. What should I, in my particular instance, kind of be looking for?
Well, for your situation in particular, I would make sure that you're actually buying the right shoe size, because you might actually qualify for a wide-fitting shoe rather than a regular-fitting shoe. And the misperception about shoes in wide sizes is that they're wide all over. The reality is, when you have a wide foot, it's really only wide at the forefoot. It's not wide in the heel. So
right.
The shoes are actually developed and constructed around a, like you described, a narrow heel and a wide forefoot. So that's one thing. One thing you should consider is adjusting your shoe size. But the other thing is, we sell a number of shoe comfort aids, as we call them. Heel inserts that help your heel, the heel of your shoe fit better. We have lots of things for your arch, like arch supports or insoles with arch support that will help your shoe to fit more comfortably.
Well, it's interesting because I buy quadruple F for E or whatever the heck it is. I mean, as wide as I can find them. And it's interesting, from shoe to shoe, I might be a 2 extra wide, 2E or whatever. It might be a 3
mm-hmm.
or even a 4 in some cases, depending mm-hmm. on the shoe. My shoe sizes range anywhere from 8.5 to 9.5, frankly, depending on the cut of the shoe. And I'm wondering, is that normal, or am I just weird?
No, you're not weird. You know, especially, I'm sure your female listeners will really identify with this, that, you know, one brand fits one particular way, and you're pretty close to that size. It, you know, you're an 8.5 in one brand, and you might be a 9 in another. It's very brand specific. Because a shoe is designed in a three-dimensional way, and it's very hard to replicate the exact size across different types of shoe sizes and different shoe models. And obviously, brands stick to their fit because they begin to develop loyal customers because of that.
Right, right. There are only certain, frankly, for casual shoes, tennis shoes, whatever you want to call them, there are only a couple of brands that I even look at, because I know they sell the wide ones that are going to fit my feet.
Right, exactly. You're doing the right thing.
Let's talk about women and high heels. I mean, anymore, it seems that the higher the heel and the more treacherous it is for the woman to be walking, the more they like it. And I look at these women who are wearing these very, what, I don't even know how they are. They 6 inches, 4 inches? It does wonderful things for the shape of the leg, and it certainly looks nice from a male standpoint, but, man, those toes got to be crammed down into the front of those things, and how the heck can they wear them?
Well, that, you know, I'm giggling as I'm wearing a pair of 3-inch heels. Jessica, I'm sure, wearing something similar. But, Women think of heels, or women put on heels as a device for empowerment. They empower her to feel sexy. I hope that's okay to say on the air. Powerful, authoritative. These are things that women feel when they put on heels. They just feel prettier. So that's typically how it goes. Obviously, mainstream media advertises, you know, the Kardashians don't wear flats very much, right? But honestly, a lot of times heels hurt. They really do. And women will sacrifice pain for fashion.
So, you know, what's happened, too, in the industry is just due to the overall trend of heels and kind of a resurgence of women dressing up again for many occasions. What's happening is, within the comfort shoe space, a lot of vendors are trying to figure out different forms of technology or different ways to make high heels more comfortable. So, you know, specifically as it relates to even FootSmart, we like to go out and search for high heels that have certain properties in them that women can actually wear them. So there's some instances now where cushioning is much improved in high heels. A lot of high heels are being made with platforms, which are kind of an extra layer of leather that happens at the sole of the shoe to actually elevate the bottom of the shoe to give the appearance of the heel being higher, but when you're actually walking in it, the stress on your foot is less. So there are ways that the industry is also trying to help help women make these high heels a little more comfortable so they can be part of what's going on from a fashion standpoint?
There was a woman that I met some time ago in a networking situation, and she was really one hotsy-totsy woman. And she was wearing something in Gabbana or something like that.
Dolce and Gabbana.
That's the one. And she said that these are the most comfortable heels that she's ever worn. And I don't know, she's paid apparently some ridiculous price for the doggone things, probably as much as you would pay for a good used car. I don't know. But is that shoe all that it's cracked up to be by the ladies that wear it?
Well, this hotsy-totsy woman, I'm not sure what type of shoe she really was wearing, but, you know, when shoes are made of good quality materials, when they have a flexible outsole, when they have a heel that is stable, that keeps you from pronating or over-pronating, you know, twisting your ankle, they're typically more comfortable. Jessica alluded to cushioning. That's something that a lot of manufacturers are adding to shoes. You know, for many years, the shoe designers of the world only cared about the look. But now there is more and more attention being paid to the way things feel and whether or not you want to wear them again tomorrow versus just that one night of looking hot
and tossy. There you go. There you go. So when somebody is wearing an ill-fitting shoe, is that what helps or causes the development of corns and bunions?
So actually, yes, that could be the case. In the instance of bunions specifically, bunions can also be a hereditary issue that some women have regardless of the shoe choice they make. But, yes, wearing higher shoes where the foot is put into that stressful position can cause bunions. We have, you know, obviously many shoes that we sell and products that we sell to help women deal with the pain associated with bunions. But, yes, I do want to point out that those could be caused by footwear, but it also in some instances could be a hereditary issue. Corns, calluses. Morton's neuroma, which is actually a ball of foot pain that could happen, blistering, all can be caused by shoes that obviously do not fit properly or are causing, you know, the customer a lot of pain.
So callusing, corns, and things of that size can more likely than not be caused by ill-fitting shoes, but bunions can also be caused hereditarily.
They can be caused by ill-fitting shoes. This is Meredith, by the way. And they can also be exacerbated by ill-fitting shoes. You know, you might have the beginning of a bunion and you just keep it going by wearing the wrong types of shoes.
Yeah, just keep rubbing on it and causing all kinds of problems.
Exactly. You know, when you get your blister, you don't want to put those same shoes on again and get a blister that's even worse.
Yeah, exactly. I see on television from time to time when I'm up in the middle of the night for God knows what reason, I'm just up and I see these late night commercials, and they've got this thing on there that it's a shoe stretcher, and you put it in there, you twist it, and you spray it with this magic potion, and it releases and relaxes the leather, and then it actually, you can actually supposedly stretch the shoe so it'll make it feel better. Does that kind of stuff work?
Actually, shoe stretchers are a solution for many people who have mainly leather shoes that can be stretched. We in our own assortments, carry various shoe stretchers. And really what they do is they stretch both the length and the width of shoes. So what it does is allow the foot to fit better in a pair of shoes. And it relieves some of those spots within the shoe that would be causes of corns or bunions. So, we actually believe that shoe stretchers are a good solution in some respect to some shoes that may not fit perfectly when they're purchased.
So, if you're in between sizes, let's say, and you opt for the smaller size because your foot at that particular time may be a little bit and not swollen for any number of reasons. And then it turns out that you have a little fluid in your feet, and you don't want to get rid of the shoes. They're relatively new shoes, so then it might be worth your while to have a set of shoe stretchers around.
It's an option to try. You know, as always, you always want to purchase, you know, from a sizing standpoint, the shoe that's going to fit your foot best. But a shoe stretcher could be an option to see if based on some swelling that you've had in your foot, or some instances where a woman may have one foot that's a little bit larger than another in a certain area, maybe a solution for someone to try.
When you go in and you're actually being fitted for the shoes, do you feel, I mean, I'm sure with your organization, you have people that know how to fit shoes, and you can tell people how to fit shoes and so on, but the average shoe store, to these people, have they been trained at all, do you think, on how to fit a shoe? I just don't have any sense of whether they would be or wouldn't be. It's just stick your foot on this little measuring device and we'll go from there. Is that pretty much it?
I think that there is no school of shoe fitting in the world, but there is the brand. What the device that you're talking about is called the Brandic device, and it is an international tool that that people use around the world to level set the shoe size. Right, so that's the start, and then the real gauge is how the shoe feels on your foot.
Right.
There are certain times of day when your foot might be more swollen, or the temperature outside might be cool, and therefore your feet are a little smaller. But the real gauge is putting it on your foot and actually walking in the store, wearing the shoe, wearing the socks or lack of socks that you intend on doing in your real lifestyle.
Yeah, I think that's very important that you wear the thickness of sock that you wear every day.
Yeah,
and that's what you wear when you're fitting your shoe, because of the differentiation in the way the foot changes during the course of the day, a little more puffy or swollen or not. Is there a particular time of day that you could recommend that people would be better served to try on shoes? In the evening, or in the morning, or midday, or if you're looking for a new pair of shoes, what's a good time of day to go looking for shoes?
Most sources, I don't have a scientific study that says this, but most sources indicate that that your foot is its largest size in the afternoon, after you've had your second meal of the day, and you've been either walking or sitting or standing and doing your regular lifestyle activities. So we recommend that same thing, that you would try the shoe in the afternoon versus the first thing you've gotten up in the bed and your blood hasn't even had a chance to circulate.
That makes perfect sense. I would have, logically, I would have thought something like that, but I had to ask the question because that's what I do. let's talk about baby boomers specifically. What are there some basic particular concerns for foot health for baby boomers?
Well, one study that we source a lot is that 87% of older adults experience foot problems, at least one. And that might be something that is hereditary, like you said, a bunion or a hammer toe, or it might just be swelling of the foot, things that come with aging. Your foot is, you're sort of linked to the rest of your body. It's the first thing that touches the ground every day, and it's very important that boomers take good care of their feet so that they can continue to stay in motion.
Sure.
Another thing is, as people age, the feet do widen and they flatten, as the muscles in the foot can lose strength, such as the arch. Also, sometimes the fat padding on the sole of the foot wears down, and this could cause some bone abnormalities or just to have things become more bothersome as the foot's natural padding loses some of those cushioning qualities it had when it was a little bit younger. Older people's skin can often be drier. The skin could sometimes become rough, calloused. It may crack in some instances. And there's also, you know, many foot pain can be linked to other illnesses related to aging, such as arthritis, diabetes, circulatory diseases. So the foot can also, you know, experience pain as it relates to some of those conditions as we see people age.
Well, I know from firsthand experience that, I mean, when I was younger, much younger, I would be able to walk around barefoot and not have many problems. But now, even in the house, if I'm walking around barefooted and I go from the carpeted area to the ceramic tile area, I feel it considerably more than I used to. It's like I've got to have shoes on more than, at least shoes or some kind of footwear on, more than I ever would have cared to have had years ago. And when I walk outside, even when I'm walking outside with shoes on, it doesn't take as much to throw off my my stability in my foot as it used to. I used to, you know, the old step on a crack, break your mother's back type thing. Now I step on a crack, it's liable to be breaking my back because I'm liable to go over like a tree. And it doesn't take much to knock me off my stride, and it's in my feet. I can feel it in my feet more than anything else. Is that a common complaint amongst baby boomers, people my age? Hello? Hello? Well, we seem to have lost our guests. I don't know where they've gone. Hopefully they'll call back in again. But we're here waiting for them to possibly give us a call back. And I thought I had posed a pretty good question there, and they maybe didn't like my question. So, well, we're going to give them a couple of minutes here to call back in. And it's telling me here, I'm getting a signal here that the call has dropped. And so I'm assuming that they will hopefully call back in. I don't have a way to get to them unless they call me back. So we're going to just kind of go with that, and hopefully they'll call back in. We're talking to the people from FootSmart, and FootSmart is, as we were going to be finding out here very shortly, an outlet for shoes and footwear, generally speaking. And I think what we'll do while we're waiting for them to come back in is I'm going to play our commercial messages right now. That'll give us about 3 minutes to wait for them to come back onto the line, and we'll see if that happens. In the meantime, I'll play these commercials.
Boomer the Babe are the publishers of Boomer Series books. Our authors have their own shows on the Boomer the Babe Network. We encourage you to listen. Ron Naraki, author of the forthcoming book, The Ten Commandments of Investing, is the host of Wealth DNA, a financial show about real estate investment. Learn how to build and manage your portfolio. Ron hosts the show, and he always has good information to pass along, as do his guests. Listen to Wealth DNA on the second and fourth Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Arizona time. Tom Liggering's another Boomer Series author. His book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours, is the basis of the show he does with his broadcast partner, Dr. Terry Munther. Listen to Success or Failure with Tom and Terry on the fourth Wednesday of every month at 9 a.m. Arizona time. Learn how you can maximize your performance in business and in life. The methods you employ can either help or hinder. The choice is yours.
Hey folks, John Bloom here. When I'm not broadcasting for the Cardinals or Suns, I've been spending the last couple of years with my friends building the fastest growing online golf community in the great state of Arizona. Before you book your next round of golf here, go see what golfers just like you are saying about the courses you want to play at golfmix.com. You'll get the most authentic feedback from golfers giving you information you need before you spend the money you've earned. While you're there, write a review of the last course you played and get $10 off your next purchase at Vans Golf Shops, and enter into the Greenskeeper of the Year contest for a chance to win a foursome at the home of the Waste Management Phoenix Open, the stadium course course at TPC Scottsdale. Please join us for the next Golf Mixer Saturday, October 6th at the Raven Golf Club in Verado. Play a hole with PGA Tour winner Aaron Overholser and World Long Drive champion Brian Pavlik. You can find details on golf mixers, tournaments, charity events, junior golf, and more on our statewide golf events calendar. Just check out Golf Mix, Arizona's leading golf course review site and mobile app. What are you waiting for? At golfmix.com.
The Boomer and the Babe are proud to be affiliated with Valley View Community Food Bank, where the food is always free. Valley View is now serving Phoenix from their new 36,000 square foot location at West Peoria and 107th Avenue in Sun City, Arizona. The new location houses the food bank, Feeding Arizona, and the Valley View Thrift Store. Feeding Arizona delivers food to other food banks and food pantries that are in need. If you're looking for a 501c3 to support, go to valleyviewcommunityfoodbank.com. All donations are welcome, be it food, money, or volunteer hours. No donation is too small. Get a hold of Jesse Ramirez, founder and director, and say, "I want to help." Valley View Community Food Bank, where the food is always free.
And we're back with Meredith and Jessica talking about footwear, and we're going to get into very shortly their affiliation with FootSmart and find out more exactly about what that company is all about. Ladies, I'm sorry we lost you. I don't know what happened there. You just kind of dropped off the screen for a minute, but I'm glad you called back in. I don't know where it was that you last heard me saying anything and kind of prefacing my question, so maybe you can let me know what you heard last.
Well, we were talking about when you said you step on your mama's crack and you step on a crack and break your mama's back.
Yes, exactly.
And our response to that was talking about one of the most common foot ailments, and it's called overpronation, where your foot rolls inward and causes your arch to flatten. And part of the problem with overpronation is that it affects the rest of your gait and the rest of your body negatively, because it could hurt your lower back and things like that. So the foot bone is connected to the shin bone, connected to the knee bone. That old childhood song really does impact your a foot problem really impacts your entire body.
I understand that fully, because I know, for instance, I have a propensity to walk on the outside edges of my feet.
Yeah.
My father walked on the outside edges of his feet, and my grandfather walked on the outside edges of his feet. And I always remember that we were walking through the airport, my dad, my grandfather, and myself, three abreast, taking my grandfather down to the plane that he was going to get on. And my mother was behind us, watching us walk, and she says, "My gosh, look at that. They all walk exactly alike." And there's a pronation, and it's the way the leg kicks out, and we were identical. And I know... Pardon me?
The Peters boys.
Yeah, there you go. And it's interesting, because now when I wear my shoes down, I wear the back outside edge of the heel on both shoes. That's where they wear. And then I also, the next place I wear them is on the outside edges of both feet. And I could probably get by with just building up those areas and wearing them forever. I don't know. But what are some other things that are natural maladies, if you will, for lack of a better word, with regard to people's feet that cause them problems? Just they're born with them. It's just the way they walk.
The pronation thing definitely is another common ailment. It's not necessarily something you're born with, but plantar fasciitis is a very common ailment. It's other commonly referred to as heel pain. Where it's the overstretching of the fascia tissue between the forefoot and the heel, and it causes very severe heel pain. We find that many of our customers have bunions, whether they are exacerbated by the shoe type that they wear or they're just hereditary. We have a lot of what we would call toe deformities, where there's arthritis in the big toe joint, hammer toes, bent toes, and then something that Jessica alluded to earlier, metatarsalgia. So that's ball of foot pain that just comes from day-to-day use.
Yes, okay. So what are some of the best shoes that you can come up with for traveling?
Travel shoes. So when we think about what our customers want for travel shoes, you know, actually, I think Jessica could probably answer this.
You're right.
All right. Well, there's, you know, when people travel, obviously the first thing is that you want comfort to be the number one most important thing that you have in your footwear choice. There's actually something else that we can talk about in traveling and something that we feel is important for travelers, especially with boomers, is graduated support hosiery, and I'll get to that in a minute. But from a travel perspective, shoes that are roomy, shoes that have proper traction depending on what type of activity you're going to be doing. So they don't necessarily have to be athletic shoes, but to have the proper flexibility, traction, stability to offer you the customer, you know, the type of support that they need, and supporting the weight during travel is extremely important. We also like to, you know, lean customers in the direction of offering shoes with stretchable uppers, which give them, you know, the shoe actually expands and gives to the form of the foot, which is extremely comfortable for travel. Graduated support hosiery, which can usually be in the form of actual hosiery or also can be in the form of travel socks, are very important. And this type of sock actually has very variegated compression within the sock that actually allows or encourages the blood in your foot to flow upward to keep the circulation in your legs moving. These are great for people who are going to be on an airplane for an extended period of time, or know that they may have to drive, as we do a lot, from Atlanta to Florida, and you're in the car for 6+ hours. These are great products also. So it's sometimes not just about footwear, but also about some alternative products that can help people stay comfortable while they're traveling.
What role does exercise play in foot health?
Well, exercise is obviously important for everyone at all times, just to keep your entire body healthy. But most of our consumers or most of our customers are walkers. We know this because we ask them, what is your most likely type of exercise, whether it be on the golf course where you guys are in Arizona, or just walking the mall to shop, or walking for exercise. We think it's very important to have the right type of shoes for exercise, not to go exercising in just your everyday shoes. We do recommend wearing athletic shoes for that purpose. And walking shoes are constructed differently than what you might think of as running shoes. They're very stable. They tie, so to allow for room for your socks and for any type of swelling that you might have.
And what's also important, I know we talked a little bit about earlier, but when we were talking about overpronation and just the alignment of a body and a gait, walking is actually a very good, gentle, low-impact exercise that anyone can do for the most part. So we really recommend walking as something that just about everyone can do to really improve their overall fitness level and overall health.
Well, I want to get into now a little bit more about exactly what FootSmart does. I've pulled up FootSmart.com, and I'm looking here at the shoes, and I see women's shoes, men's shoes, occupational shoes, slippers, shoe aids and accessories, socks, hosiery. I mean, you've got all kinds of stuff on this website. Then you have foot health products, foot supports, insoles, heel pain, plantar fasciitis, bunions, toes. We've been talking about a lot of this stuff on air so far. What of all these types of shoes that you have here, which are some of the more popular brands that you sell?
So it's interesting, you know, when you pulled up our website, it's amazing sometimes when we sit back and look, but we actually carry over 3,000 products on our site, and those can range anywhere from comfort footwear, as you mentioned, to foot and lower body health and pain-relieving products. We actually pride ourselves in really being an expert in the foot health market. We have a very strong merchant team here and a team of footwear designers, and we work with healthcare professionals to really select specialized products designed to really offer comfort and relief to customers. As we mentioned, who could suffer from various conditions, whether it's foot conditions, they have a very active lifestyle, maybe you work in a very physically demanding environment, or you could have diseases such as diabetes, as we discussed earlier. So we take great pride in the brands that we carry and the actual process that we go through to make sure that any of the products that we have either in our catalog or on our website have been vetted for the customer and we feel are expertly selected to help their ailments. So some of the most well-known brands that we carry on our site could be brands such as Merrell, Easy Spirit, Clarks, Crocs, New Balance. We also carry brands that may not be readily found at most retail stores, such as OrthoHeal, which are specific brands that really promote foot health and have special biomechanical footbeds or almost a footbed that serves as an orthotic to help people specifically with heel pain or who suffer from plantar fasciitis.
I'm going to Crocs. And the reason I'm going to Crocs is I've got two granddaughters and they love their Crocs. They're just little ones. I got a 6 and a 3-year-old. And boy, I tell you, that 3-year-old loves her Crocs.
I can't get my 4-year-old out of hers either.
I tell you, it's amazing. And I'm looking at Crocs here, and I'm seeing that Crocs has more than just Crocs, as I'm used to seeing them, those funky-looking little shoes on the bottom of their feet. But Crocs has got a lot of stuff going on here, don't they?
It's so interesting that you mentioned that, because most people view Crocs really as a brand for children. You see them, you know, on school playgrounds and really as a casual brand for children. But actually, Crocs has taken a stance that they've taken their EVA footbed or the fabric that the Crocs is actually made out of, the material, excuse me, and really what Crocs is known for is really their cushioning, which gives the shoes really a virtually weightless feel. They're extremely lightweight. So they've taken that technology and they've decided to incorporate it into styles that adults and, quite honestly, a more stylish approach to some of these styles that they normally have carried. So they've taken it and now have it in boots. They have it in various forms of clogs. They've introduced other materials along with the EVA to give the shoes a more everyday or sport casual appearance so that the customer can wear them to more activities or wear them for more occasions than maybe just someone thinking they were for gardening as they were before, or a real casual, almost pool beach type of form of footwear. They've really expanded their product selection.
It's a brand that transcends gender and generation.
I can see that now looking at it, because like I say, the only acquaintance I've had with them is seeing them on my granddaughter's feet. And I'm looking.
You should try some.
I'm thinking about, hey, you know, there's maybe some Crocs here that I could use, and I'd thoroughly enjoy wearing them because I like to just slip the shoe on and kick the shoe off and not mess with it. So, I mean, this looks like there might be some stuff here. So we've talked about this, what did you call it, comfort shoes? Is that what you referred to it as, the Crocs, casual shoes?
Yeah, casual, yes.
Then let's talk a little bit more about, for instance, myself. Let's just say we're going to try to find a shoe for me. I want a shoe that is going to be easy to get on and off, that's going to look nice with a pair of dress slacks or casual slacks when I go out to networking and so on and so forth. And it's going to have to hold my weight, which is substantial. And I don't want it breaking down under my feet. What might you suggest just based on that information? Then we'll worry about what sizes it comes in.
Well, you just talked about Crocs, which is one of the best-selling brands that we carry for easy on and off. That being the key descriptor there. We have a favorite brand of our customers, and you can read the reviews online. They all get 5 stars, but a brand called ProPay, P-R-O-P-E-T. One of their best-selling styles is called the Wash and Wear Leather Walker. So easy on, easy off, wash them, travel with them. They're the type of shoe that have a look that keeps you going. It doesn't limit you to casual or formal situations, and it's very easy going and at a very good price. I think other brands that you might want to consider are Merrell's. They're really good looking options. Hush Puppies. We even sell Rockport as a great comfort brand in loafer styles that, like you say, slip easy on and off, or even tie-up styles. And the list goes on. How much time do we have?
Oh, no, that's fine. I just pulled up ProPay, and I can see that exactly what you're talking about there about many of those shoes. Now, FootSmart has been around for how long?
Since 1989, our founder started the business targeted to boomers and seniors and had a wealth of knowledge from his career working with Dr. Scholl, developing and creating foot care products for them. And he said, so he knew the market. He said, why do they have to be the only one in the market? And he'd started this wonderful catalog that has grown and grown to, like Jessica said, over 3,000 options in foot care and footwear.
And boomers and seniors is your target demographic, correct?
Yes, for our FootSmart brand it is.
Yeah, our primary customer for FootSmart is females ages 55 and older.
Females 55 and older. Okay, and throwing a little male.
Not that we don't think men are important.
Well, that was my next question. What are you going to do for us old guys?
We haven't forgotten the boys.
No, even for most part, it's still, even in my case, I usually purchase my husband's footwear just to make sure that what he's wearing is what I like. But our footwear business for men is also very important to us as well. And a lot of our health and foot care products are also purchased by men as well.
And as I was looking through here, I see that you said you have all kinds of health products here. I mean, it looks like you got a toe splint of some sort in there and all kinds of interesting gadgets, so to speak, to help with the comfort of the foot. What are any of these items something that maybe a podiatrist would recommend that people use? For various maladies, or how does somebody know that they need that product?
Well, a podiatrist or any physician, their first line of defense is conservative treatment, and we have multiple conservative treatment options. But I'll tell you that as we vet items to put into our catalog, we run them through a panel of podiatrists and biomechanists. So that we have their expert feedback. Does this product work? Is it efficacious? Is one of our goals or our targets for every single product in our catalog. So yes, our podiatrists do recommend products that we carry.
Well, I'm seeing here a section on the homepage, section for foot health, and then right below that is lower body health. So you've got knee, ankle, calf, arthritis. Joint health and so on and so forth. Let's just go to arthritis joint health, and you've got analgesic rugs, arthritic knees, heat therapy, insoles, low impact exercise. There's not really much that you're not touching on, is there?
Well, we don't sell beauty products.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is there's not much. There's not much that you don't touch on with regard to the lower extremities. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Lower body, lower back. We even sell some arthritis products for the hands. We sell some products that are for improved posture because we recognize that the entire body needs our help. We sell one of our favorite products is a sleeping aid that actually allows you to prop your legs up while you're sleeping. The leg wedge, or it's a leg elevator.
Wow, that's amazing. It's going to take me hours to go through your website, and who knows, I may have to even buy something. Wouldn't that be nice, huh? What's coming for the fall? Is there some special stuff for fall footwear that's particularly exciting?
What's really interesting this fall is, we found that for us, our spring and summer seasons are really important to us. We do a lot of business in the sandal categories. Our customers love our sandals. We have a lot of wide-width sandals that women can purchase. But as we move into the colder months, and especially this year, we have seen an explosion in the boot category. Boots are really an option for women now, whether you're wearing them with pants, whether you're wearing them in a casual or a more dress setting. Boots come in various heights. We have everything from shoe boots, which are a little more dressy, all the way to tall shaft boots. Something we also feel very important about is having the fit be correct in boots. So we offer the majority of our boots in wide widths, which are sometimes kind of, a little bit difficult to find out there in retail stores. And we also focus on having boots that accommodate a wider calf. So women who have a difficulty in zipping up boots because their calves may be larger and the shaft of the boot does not fit as well. So we like to offer both a wide width in a boot and also a wide shaft. From a styling standpoint this season, suede is very important. There's beautiful suede fabrics out there, whether it's in berries. Browns are very important, ranging anywhere from chestnut browns to more of a dark, deep, rich browns. And, we also, I'm sorry to go back to boots one more time, we also are seeing more of a flat riding boot type of styling becoming very important this year, which is kind of going along with also some of those fall, deep fall colors and that type of styling.
I have heard, and I don't know, you having been in the industry, the retail industry, the apparel industry, that, and I don't know if I have this backwards or not, but in the time when times are good, women's skirts go down closer to the ankle. When times are bad, women's skirts get shorter. Now, I may have that reversed, but is there any kind of a trend like that with regard to footwear?
Well, again, footwear also follows, as you said, the cues of the apparel industry or the apparel market. So skirt lengths, whether pants are more wide versus skinny or narrow, has an impact on footwear manufacturers and the type of footwear they're making. Right now, I would say that the boots that are being offered out there vary. They can cover a wide range of fashions that are out there. Longer skirts are coming back in. We're seeing the emergence of more high-waisted skirts. So any of those stylings can go with the boots that are out there now. And again, going back to pumps, we're seeing that the platform pump is very important in overall fashion right now, and whether that's coming in leopard prints or different animal prints, crocodile or snakeskin metallic prints, or just our plain leathers. The platform is definitely a silhouette that people should be looking for.
Is it safe to say, and please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong in this assumption, that FootSmart is a good quality, stylish yet conservative product pretty much across the board, and they don't go too far with regard to radical design, radical look, and so on and so forth. More muted colors, except for, I see there's colors in Crocs and so on when I was there. But, I mean, it's pretty conservative down the middle of the road rather than being too vibrant.
I think, you know, your assessment is very close. I think what we want to do at FootSmart, as I mentioned earlier, is really put comfort as our number one priority for our customers. So when we are assorting or our merchant teams are in New York with the manufacturers and we're selecting shoes, our customers' comfort is what we focus on number one. Very close to that is a style component, and we feel that it is possible to have a stylish shoe and still have it be comfortable. But on our site or in our catalog, you will not find 5, 6, 7-inch heels or, you know, shoes that are extremely uncomfortable for our customer. We feel that that's a promise we put out there and one that we feel is really important. Something that is interesting, though, that is going on in our business that could service a more style or fashion-engaged customer is we are launching a new brand, and it's called Comfortology. And this is a brand that is actually taking the same comfort properties that we feel are important in shoes, but we're pushing the envelope a little bit. And we're looking for vendors that are producing comfort shoes that are more style engaged or are more fashion forward, more color, a little more height in the heel. So that is something for when your listeners are coming to our site that they should also take a peek at, just to see if some of those styles are something they also might be interested in.
I'd like you to address one more thing, and then after we're done with that, I'd like you to, whoever wants to do it, give your shameless self-promotion, as we call it, give all the contact information and all anything that anybody needs to know about getting in touch with FootSmart. But the first thing I'd like you to kind of address is your price point. How and what do you see as your primary price point ranges, from what to what, and how do they compare with what somebody might find in a retail establishment?
Well, our prices are very comparable to what you might find at a retailer that is a mid-level retailer. Like Macy's, we have Belk in the South. We carry a lot of the same brands that those businesses do. Zappos, Amazon, and so forth, if you're shopping online. But our average price point ranges between about $60 to just under $100, depending on the shoe type, because we sell shoes for every season. Flip-flops are at a different price point than, say, boots are. And some of our boots do range over the $100 price point. But I would say we're very much a mid-tier retailer or aggregator of brands.
Very good. Shipping included in the price, or is that extra?
Shipping, we have a nominal shipping fee that we work to. And if you are one of our friends on Facebook or on our email list, we do offer shipping, free shipping, quite often. That's one of the benefits of being a customer that watches what we're doing.
So sign up on Facebook or get your email newsletters, and the chances are at least 50-50 that you're going to get some free shipping from time to
yes,
time.
Yes, there's a special deal in it for you.
Something I have just for you. Very nice, very nice. Well, who would ever like to take the role of giving your shameless self-promotion, now's the time to do it, so have at it, ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out FootSmart, www.footsmart.com, where we have over 3,000 styles to keep you walking in comfort, be they shoes for the pool or beach, to winter boots. We also sell foot care products, lower body health products, socks and hosiery, and products that just keep you moving in comfort.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly am glad that we had the opportunity to talk to both of you today. It's been very informative, good information, and I honestly didn't realize there was quite so much involved in buying a pair of shoes, and I didn't realize that there was quite so much involved in designing and putting the proper shoe together with the proper foot. So, very nice. I think it's a great service that you offer, and I commend you for it. And thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Pete, for having us.
Thank you. Now take care. Have a great week and a great weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you. And you've been listening to Meredith Latham and Jessica Turner, and they are with Footsmart.com. Go to Footsmart.com, find out all they have in over 3,000 brands of shoes and products, other products for the lower body and the foot for comfort and medicinal needs, possibly as well, orthopedic type stuff. So please give them a look on the internet next time you're out looking to buy a pair of shoes and see if you agree that they are probably just as reasonably priced as any place else you're buying them. So with that, we're going to say goodbye. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back again with two more shows, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock West Coast time, and we'll have some other interesting guests and hopefully some good conversation with them as well, and we appreciate your listening. Have a great day, everybody.
The Babe Show, where we bring interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.